Okay, so this past Parsha, Parsha's Kisetze, I always call Parsha's Kisetze the Yeshiva Bachar's Parsha. Why is it Yeshiva Bachar's Parsha? Because it goes through all the Yeshiva Shemesachdas. A lot of what we learned here, actually, you go through Ksubis, it goes through Gittin, it goes through Kedushin, it goes through Bar Metzia. That's what they learn in the Yeshiva system. And then if you look carefully, it even talked about what we learned in Mesechta Shabbos when we did Reb Elazar Davila, because it talked about Neged Tzaras, and it talked about Aseh Dechalois Aseh, all the Gishmaka Sugyas were in this past parasha. But obviously one of the main topics of last week's parasha is the Ben Sarah Meir. Very hard parasha to wrap one's head around, to understand what's it all about. But the Gemara tells us that this child is destined for a road, down the road of disaster, and therefore we say, Yom HaZakal Yom HaZchayv, we kill him at the young age of 13 and a few months, because if we let him live, he's just going to end up being a disastrous child. But the question is, what has he shown us in his 13 years on this world that gives us the feeling that we should ride him off? Right? We live in a world today, we never give up. That's the Gemara says, it never happened either, right? So we live in a world today, we never give up on any child, right? Every child can be turned around, and Baruch Hashem, fantastic. But this kid, we're like, no, he's done. What did he show us? The kid's 13 years old. How bad can he be? Now, there are children, I've seen documentaries about this in the Gaisha world, of kids that are 10, 11, 12 years old, that they're already, serving two life sentences in prison because they killed their teacher and they killed their parents. You know, there are things. This kid didn't do anything like that. He had a little bit of wine, a little bit of meat. The kid likes steak and meat. We're all guilty of that, right? So my grad had over a friend of my son's. He's 6 years old. So I asked him, what do you like to eat for Shabbos? He told me, I like steak. Good thing you're not my kid. Huh? That's expensive. Steak for Shabbos. I don't know. But the kid likes a little steak. He didn't want any wine. But okay, he wanted a little. This is the ride that this kid has done? What's up, Shab? So Yankel Galinsky has a very interesting idea. He points out that the word Seira Umayra, what do those words mean? So Seira, he says, we say in the Avinu, in the Avidui, Sararnu, we went off. So he says Sararnu is something that we can all relate to, that we go off sometimes and we struggle. He says, but we never say the Moira. What does Moira mean? He says Moira means Moira Heter. Moira Heter means that I don't think I did anything wrong. I think I'm fine. I think I'm good. He says, you can't clap al chet for thinking you're always right, because you think you're always right. If I'm sarar, I went off the path, I know that I'm supposed to keep this and this halacha, but I'm weak, I can't, so I klap al chet for it. But you're not going to klap al chet for being meir heter, because by definition it means you don't think he's done anything wrong. So he wanted to say that's proud to ben sarar meir. He's meir means he's meir heter. He thinks everything he does is okay. We meet people like this in our life. Everything they do is right. Nothing that they do is wrong. They never do anything wrong. They never need tshuva. They never need improvement, because they do everything right. So that's a recipe for disaster. But then I heard shots from Rebbe Eliezer Lapian. I thought it was very, very beautiful. Rebbe Eliezer Lapian says the word, if you look in the Psukim, it says, Einenu shamea b'kol aviv v'kalimoy. You know what the problem with Ben Sarah Murray? He doesn't want to listen to anyone. We meet people like this also in our life. They don't want to listen to anyone. Everyone knows. No one is smarter than them. No one is as intelligent than them. They know better than everyone. In every field. Whether it be spirituality, whether it be in medicine, whether it be in law, they know better than everyone. We've all come across people like them, and we try to run away from them because they're very difficult to deal with. Dr. Beli Apian, that's the Ben Sarah Meir's problem. He doesn't even want to listen. He has no interest. So these two chesrenes, I think, are very relevant for Yom Deroyim, right? If we think everything we do is mutter, then we're not going to improve for the Yom Deroyim. And if we don't want to listen to anyone, we're definitely not going to improve for the Yom Deroyim, because I don't listen to anyone. The rabbi's speech, I don't have to listen to him. He's full of it. You know, the guy who gives the drasha, he's full of it. The sefer that I read, I don't have to listen to that. So forget it. We have the self-improvement. Rabbeinu Yonah writes that one of the key components to doing tshuva is the willingness to listen. The Rambam writes, the people who hate toichacha, they despise the chacha. No one likes getting to chacha, but you have to be willing to listen. And I think it's not just ben adam le'makom. I think it's ben adam le'chaver also. If we want to be better spouses, you want to be better parents, friends, we also have to be willing to hear when we make a mistake and when we flawed and when we did something wrong. It's part of the growing process. But the Ben Sarah Meir was so locked in. He doesn't want to hear anything. And Enu Shemei, he doesn't listen. And that's perhaps why we write him off and say no good can come from him. Okay, just for scheduling purposes, Mr. Shem, next Sunday I want to do a shir because the following Sunday is Erev Rosh Hashanah. I'm assuming we're not going to meet on Erev Rosh Hashanah. It's too busy every day. Next Sunday, I want to do a shir in honor of Rosh Hashanah. I want to talk about, is there a mitzvah simchas yomtif on Rosh Hashanah? And whatever that entails and all the goodies behind that, Mr. Shem, that will be next Sunday. This week, we're going to have a halacha shir. I'm still hoping that next Tuesday night, we're going to discuss Shemitah's Ksafim and Prosbol. Maybe, if I steal some extra time, I can do it this Tuesday as well, but I don't know yet. So I guess, either way, if not, we're going to continue what we were discussing last week. But Belinez, I hope to get to Shemitah's Ksafim and Prosbol for sure by next week, because I don't want anyone showing up on Erev Rosh Hashanah and everyone's talking about Prosbol and you don't know what they're talking about. So could be a lot of people who show up also don't know what they're talking about, but at least you'll know what they're talking about. We'll even talk about where the word prusbol comes from. It's a funny word, prusbol. What does the word mean? We'll talk about it as well, bli nether, if we get it down in a lot of time. He's also a mitzvah shemeshav. The chumash here should be Wednesday night on Zoom as well. Exactly what time, we'll have to be ma'ayin. I want to wish a very special mazel tov to Rabbi Zimmerman at Tusim Chos Baruch Hashem this week on the engagement of his daughter as well as the birth of a granddaughter. Fantastic, beautiful, beautiful simchas. His daughter that had the baby was actually my daughter's counselor in camp, so she definitely had a harder summer for sure, because my daughter can be fun sometimes. So I double mazel tov, and should continue to have simchas, molly simchas in your mishpacha, and it should only continue. You should see nachas from everyone, from all the grandchildren, from all your children, and only simchas. Okay. Rabbi, so we're holding over here, and the fifth shiur that we've been discussing, Mitzvah Seishah, as my grandma, we didn't really even get into the meat and potatoes yet. If you remember last week, we spoke about a Taisus and Menachos. I didn't put it on the sheet, but we spoke about a Taisus and Menachos. Taisus and Menachos is trying to figure out the mitzvah of smicha. When a person does smicha on a behemoth, so the Gemara says, we have a drasha that paters women from smicha. Women are exempt from the concept of doing smicha on a behemoth. So Taisus had a kasha. Why do I need a pasuk to exempt women from smicha? Women should be exempt because it's time sensitive. Now, why is smicha time sensitive? So Taisus explained, because you can only do smicha right before you do the shechita. And you can only do shechita b'yayim. So it comes out that you can't do smicha b'layla. So therefore, for Taisus, it should be a time sensitive mitzvah. So what did we see from that Taisus? That Taisus understood the definition of Zman Grama is not only if the commandment from Hashem was given directly at a certain time, but if there are other factors that control the setting of this mitzvah, that's also enough to make it Zman Grama. That was the premise we started off with last week from a Taisus and Menachos. Taisus and Menachos, there's some Bali Taisus and Kedushin who say the same thing, that Smicha is deemed a time-sensitive mitzvah because I can only do Smicha right before I do Shechita, and I can only do Shechita behind. So by default, Smicha becomes a time-sensitive mitzvah. With that backdrop, let's start to delve a little bit more into some of the Rishonim. So if you take a look in source number one, this is one of the most famous Rambans in probably all of Shas. So much Torah has been said on this Ramban. The Ramban is in Kedushin of Lamed Dalet. That's like five blocks from where we're holding. We'll get there in a few weeks in Meretz Hashem. So the Ramban writes, Varei Yadua Dehaitono Hochitoni. He says, it's known that the Tana told us, Ezo Mitzvah Seishah Zmangroma. We know what's in the list of Mitzvah Seishah Zmangroma. In Sukkah, that's an easy one. Veizo Mitzvah Seishah Zmangroma. What's an example of a non-time sensitive mitzvah? So those are the examples that the Gemara gave. Sukkah is time sensitive. Mezuzah is not time sensitive. Vitana Vishayer. Says the Ramban, you have to know that there were some that were not mentioned in the Mishnah or in the Gemara, but they also fit that rule. B'shaya, which ones did we leave out? B'mitzvah seishah magram, b'shaya tefillin. We left out tefillin. T'chsiv behedja d'pturis, which is interesting because tefillin is actually the place where we learn out the concept of mitzvah seishah magram, where women are parted from. But the Gemara didn't count tefillin, but of course tefillin is time sensitive. Okay, then the Ramban continues. U'b'mitzvah seishah in azman gromo, and on the list of non-time-sensitive mitzvahs, shayir tuva. The Gemara left out quite a few cases. It left out a lot. What are them? Moira, the idea of fearing a parent. Kovod, honoring a parent. Bikurim. Okay, Bikurim. Haintika parasha, this week's parasha, parasha's kisova. Says the Ramban, Bikurim is a non-time-sensitive mitzvah. Now that seems to be very troubling, as we'll continue to see today, because we know Bikurim is very time sensitive. You can't bring Bikurim until between Sukkot and Hanukkah, between Shavuos and Hanukkah. You don't bring Bikurim after Hanukkah. So how can Ramban write that Bikurim is not time sensitive? Okay, Chala, that makes sense. Kisar Adam, that makes sense. Reishis Hagez, that makes sense. Matonis means Matlas Kuna, that makes sense. Svira Sa'omer, whoa. Svira Sa'omer is a non-time sensitive mitzvah. I don't know about you, we don't count Omer in the middle of the winter. We count the Omer from the day B'yom Aviyachim is Karban Omer until Shavuos. Isn't that time? Something you can only do for 50 days, doesn't that become time sensitive? So this Ramban is L'chayr Shver on two counts. First of all, he counts Bikurim, and secondly, he counts Svir HaSomer. Then the other ones make sense. Prika, Te'ina, Pidin, Petach Amor. Good, 100%. Again, there's two ways to look at Svir HaSomer, why it should be time sensitive. One is that you're Sofer B'layla V'loy B'yom, which is a Machlokes Rishonim. But my argument is bigger than that. You're only Sofer during that block of time. We'll only count from the second day Pesach till Shavuos. So that shouldn't that make it time sensitive?
Isn't the biggest one Tefillah? How come Tefillah is not mentioned?
Why is, well, because he's talking about Mitzvah Derais.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay, Svir HaSomer is not so posh as Mitzvah Derais either. We'll talk about that actually. We'll come back to that B'li Nether. So let's see. So
people don't say anything.
Right. So let's see. So Nachama, we have two comments from the Ramban that need a lot of hesber. One is Bikurim, and one is Svir HaSomer. So we'll first talk about Svir HaSomer, then we'll come back to Bikurim, and then we'll come back to Svir HaSomer one more time. So the Divrei Malkiel, Tenenbaum, the Lamed Rav, Nifter 1910. So he's very bothered by this Ramban. So he writes like this. Someone asked him a shayla. Someone sent a letter to the Rebbe Makir Makil Tenenbaum. They said, how can the Ramban write that Svira is not time sensitive? So his first response back is, you're 100% right. It's a typing mistake, printing mistake. He says, yeah, this is the beauty of printing. He says that word Tzviyasayim was supposed to be two lines up, because the Ramban had two comments. He had a list of time sensitive and a list of non-time sensitive. Somehow the printer got the Tzviyasayim in the wrong group. He put it in the non-time sensitive mitzvahs. It really should be in the above column where it talks about the time sensitive mitzvahs. That's why I photocopied the whole Ramban. The Ramban was talking about two parts. First he was talking about time sensitive, then he was talking about non-time sensitive. So therefore says the Devar Makil, someone mixed it up. Instead of putting Svira in the first category, they put it by mistake in the second category, but the whole thing is a printing mistake. Don't sweat it, don't waste your time talking about it. Then he writes, V'oydeh Shleimar, Shayakosev Shah Mem Tof Ayin. His second shot is not so much that the word Svira appeared and it appeared in the wrong place. This is a good old example of a printing error based on an abbreviation. We have abbreviations. Now, if you read Svarm, sometimes you got to crack your head, what on earth is the abbreviation? What did the writer want with the abbreviation? So over here, he says like this. He says he thinks that it's Shahayakas, from the way it was written in the early manuscripts, was the words Mem Tof Ayin. Vu Rashi Tevas Matnas Aniyim. And that really stood for Matnas Aniyim. Different aniyim, like a chachope, all those, you know, tzedakah, right? V'nase to soifer because of samach ayin hey. And then somehow the next writing, it got. It's not zman grama. Right, it's not time sensitive. You got to give to the ani whenever. V'hamatfis choshev shu roshe teva svir soimer. So there was a miscommunication between the Ramban and the printers of the Ramban. Okay. V'oyei shloimer, he's got another pshat. Shayakosav samach ayin hey. Really, the Ramban wrote, again, this today we could probably validate by going to manuscripts and seeing what the manuscript of the Ramban said. But okay, he writes over here that the other way it probably appeared was it had the letter Samach Hey Ayin. Really, the Ramban was talking about karbonis. Again, this is all the mistake of the printer. The printer got the wrong Rashi Tevis, and therefore he writes, "V'yadua lebikim shatol soifim kazeh hu matzui." Says the Devar Makil, anyone who knows anything about anything knows that this is very common. So therefore, don't sweat it. Don't say shtekach Torah. Don't give a chabur on the topic. The whole thing is nothing more than a tos soif. Now we'll see. Believe that in a few minutes.
We're going to sweat it.
Of course we are. Right? We're not going to go for that. If you do that, then you throw out all the Geshmak alumdus, right? And we'll see. The Devar Makil himself comes up with alumdus pshat. So he himself is not like overly convinced that this is Emes Lamita.
But when we say women are mechuyev in karbonis, what kind of karbonis? He means not
all karbonis. Karbonis is sibur. Part of karbonis is sibur, right?
So are they part of the carbon tamid?
That's a big shayla. That's a shayla if women are chayev in karbon. Most, that's a shayla. Certain karbonis, he means, that there are women are chayev. Now, comes along, right? So if I tell you, okay, no, the Lom Zhirov is a Rav in Europe, he says such a thing. But I'm going to show you someone who you would never think would say such a thing, Rabbi Soloveitchik himself. Rabbi Soloveitchik was not a big fan of these types of kaparans, right? He would sweat it, break his head on a Shver Ramban. Rabbi Shechter quotes over number 3, the Chedushim Ramban, Sof Perek Kamed the Chedushim. Cause of Shisvir Soim, he mitzvah Zay Shalay Azman Gromo, the Ramban that we just read, Shanosh Mechayev is Bamedina, the Krapilpulu Achreinim Harbi with Vamela, the Achreinim Mutcher, as we'd say, they bothered to try to understand this. Verabbeinu Haya Oimir Shein Kedai Le Palpo Bazeh. Rabbi Soloveitchik could say, don't waste your time, the Bavadai Toa Seferhu. Okay. I don't know the different Makir well enough, but to hear that from Rabbi Soloveitchik is like, whoa. He'd be the last guy I would say such a teretz. He'd be the first person who would try to come up with a lumdishep shot into the hair. That's not the Soloveitchik way to go with the Tal Sefer, but that's the doctor. Okay. So Rabbi Soloveitchik also thought that you shouldn't sweat this Ramban too much. It's a typo. It doesn't make any sense. There's no logical way to explain such a Ramban. You have to assume it was some form of a typo, or like the Divya Makil said, wasn't a typo. It was perhaps that they took the word Svir Soimer and put it in the wrong paragraph. It was supposed to be in the paragraph of time-sensitive mitzvahs, and somehow it got into the paragraph of non-time-sensitive mitzvahs. Again, this is something you could spend a lot of time on. I gave a share once about this, of all the typos that we have that create major halachic ramifications. Migdol Magdol, the Tartamim, Rabbi Soloveitchik didn't like that one. Okay, a lot to talk about. But in any case, this is a great example where quite a few people are calling this a typo, and therefore we don't have to discuss it. Now, there is a Lomdash...
Who is that?
Makil Tenenbaum, the Lom Zhirov.
Oh, okay, so he's an Achron.
Yeah. He died in 1910. So the there's a big nafkamina la halacha. Why? Because if you hold that Svir Sa'imer is a time sensitive mitzvah, so then Nashim Apturis. So get the pot. If you hold it's a not time sensitive, so first of all women are chayiv. But there's a big enough nafkamina. Why? Because us Ashkenazim hold that time sensitive mitzvahs, women still make a bracha. Svardim hold they don't. A Svardish, a woman, will not make a bracha on a time-sensitive mitzvah. She won't make a bracha on the lulav. She won't make a bracha on the sukkah. So would a Svardish lady make a bracha on Svir Sa'imer? So that's how it's going to depend. If you accept the Ramban, she should make a bracha. Now, we're going to keep in mind the Magen Avraham.
We also have the custom of accepting.
Right, so we have another comment that also needs a lot of explanation from the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham writes, Shekvah chav yalem chayvah. They already decided to accept it upon themselves, even though they're exempt. They decided to accept it upon themselves.
Now, that the Svarim don't hold it,
that Magen Avraham? No, they still won't make a bracha. They can't make a bracha still. The Magen Avraham would just say they do the mitzvah, they don't make a bracha. Now, this Magen Avraham, you're going to have to keep in mind as we go through today's shir, what's the shitas of the Magen Avraham, halacha l'maisa, in defining Zman Grom? Because the Magen Avraham happens to be the one who holds, not like this Ramban. The Magen Avraham writes explicitly that Svir Sa'im is a time sensitive mitzvah and women are potter. Okay, so there's a shtickel nafkamina. Again, in Mishnah Brura and all the contemporary Gedei L'Acharein Shesfarim that we have today, they all count Svir Sa'imer as a time-sensitive mitzvah. That was a sheet of the Rambam. But this Ramban does, you know, rear its head a little bit.
Is there a sheet that it happens so often and it's no longer, I say, Zman Grama?
Yeah,
it's 50 days. So
there is a Taisvis in Psachim that has a similar alumnus like that, something along those lines that some people want to talk about too, but I had a hard time understanding the alumnus of it, so I decided to leave it off. But there is a Taisvis, if I remember where, somewhere in Psachim that has a similar alumnus to what you're suggesting.
It's like when we have the question of Tadir.
Right. He has such a story, since it's such a long time.
Right.
I think Sukkot is 7 days. Basically, here you have Mamish, so many days, maybe that creates a different halachic status. There is a mashmais of a tesis like that in Psachim. So the Avnei Nezer, the great Sachet Shaver, so he comes up with a pshat. He writes like this, number 4. Again, this is a little wrong Yom Tov time. This is more like Shavuos and Pesach time, but it's kedai to go through these sugyas as well. So Dr. Avnei Nezer, what's Takav Shah in this Shver Ramban? So he writes like this. The Efshe Svile Ramban do ime loy tolso toiru abizman atzme shmakiyumbo. Says Avnei Nezer, it's interesting, when it comes to the mitzvah of Svir Sa'imer, the Torah never says when to start counting it on a day. It says the day that you bring the Korban Oimer. Hainu sheyakrivu ho'imer betezayim benisim. It never says when to exactly start counting. It says you start counting. So says the Avnei Nezer, Rachmi Machos HaShabbos. We translate Shabbos, not like the Karoyim. We say Shabbos doesn't mean that we start on Sunday, but it means the day after Shabbos. Im Kain says Avnei Nezer, Ein Zman Tezayin Benisim Kairim. Amazing. Says the Avnei Nezer, since the Torah never says explicitly to start counting on the 15th of Nisan, it just says start counting on the day after Pesach. So therefore, it doesn't lock it into a time like a regular mitzvah. Meaning, let's, for example, buy sukkah, the Torah says, sit in the sukkah on the 15th day of this. So that locks it in. But since the Torah was very vague in its description of its starting point, that doesn't make it time sensitive. Now, what's the obvious kash on the Avnei Nezer? Meaning, at the end of the day, you're right. The Torah never says explicitly start on the 15th. But the Torah did say start the day after Yom Tov, and Yom Tov is the 15th. So it's like the Torah said, start on day 16. Why is that any different? So here's where he comes up with his chah. He says, no. He says, Vim Torah Yom Tov, he says, Haloi kol mitzvahs HaShabbos, meaning Pesach, Noshim Chayevis Pesach Matzumar. Of the Yom Tov that we have, Pesach is the most unique of the Yom Tov, where women are chayev and come out all of the Mahusa Yom Tov. They have a chiv in Tzibrit Yisrael Mitzrayim, they have a chiv in the Haggadah, they have a chiv in Matzah, and Dal Kaisis on a rabbinic level. Gam, the Sabi Yisrael Mitzrayim, Kasa, the Chinuch, the Chayavis, who had din oimer. He had to yochel the poitri machmash is man yom tiv gormo. Says Avnei Nezer, what since the way the Torah structured the mitzvah of oimer, it's at start the day after yom tiv, so it's somewhat of a yom tiv type mitzvah. And since women are chayiv in yom tiv, that's why the chayiv in Tzibrit Yisrael Mitzrayim also. Very interesting. It's similar to what we find by Havdalah. Right? Some Rishonim hold that women are chayiv in Havdalah because Havdalah is like a Shabbos experience. Even though it takes place post-Shabbos, but it's like a Hemshech of Shabbos. It's Zakta Avnei Nezer here also. Since the way the Torah structures the mitzvah of Svir Sa'imer, was it connected to Mimacharas HaShabbos, the day after Pesach, and since when it comes to Pesach, women are chayiv in Pesach, when they are chayiv in this also.
So according to those Rosh Hashanah, why can't a woman make Havdalah then?
And Hashem, those Rosh Hashanah, they could.
Oh, they could.
We just machmer now with those Rosh Hashanah. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay. Is he saying it like this because he actually sees the Ramban?
Yeah.
And wants to find a reason.
Yes. He's muttering. He's muttering to be miyashiv this Ramban, and his logic is that maybe in a chanami it is time sensitive, but it's like a special gilui akarah that the Torah included them because the Torah included them all mitzvah sapesa. Exactly, something like that. Now a similar svara is found in the Divrei Malkiel, but he goes on the other side of the equation. The Divrei Malkiel, after he told us about all these typos, then he gets down to the lomdus and he writes Oydeish Lodim. He says, "Lefi Mashav Isi Zekvar B'Shem Sefer Kol Eliyahu." He calls the Sefer Kol Eliyahu the Svira Ma'akebes HaKorban. Now, let's say, for example, for 1 year Klal Yisrael wouldn't count the Svira Sa'imer, then they wouldn't be able to bring the Korban. Why? The Svira Sa'imer Einei Noig Dine Atzeres. Meaning, if we don't count, then we can't bring the Shtei Halachim on Shavuos. Means, Mamash, you have to count from the Omer till the Shtei Halachim, then you bring the Shtei Halachim.
Or the carbon was brought.
That was brought on Pesach.
If you count, then you may not be able to bring the Shtei Halachim.
No. He's saying that he's going the future as the Adonizer went in the past. Okay. Meaning they're both trying to connect Sviros Omer to one of two Yom Tovim. The Adonizer connected it to Pesach. The Divrei Malkiel is going to connect it to Shavuos. So Zokta Divrei Malkiel Im Kain. Since the mitzvah of Sviras Omer is directly connected to the Havas HaKorban on Shavuos, ubikorbanos tzibur chayeves gam hanoshim k'mo shekasavnu v'chein b'dini hachag hin chayeves v'lo yishayich likra Sviras Omer mitzvah seish magam k'mo shetoli b'ze mitzvah shanoshim chayeves bo. So Zokta Adivi Malkiel, similar to the Adonizer. He says, since the Sviras Omer is directly connected to the Yom Tov of Shavuos, and they're chayev in the Yom Tov of Shavuos, therefore by default they're chayev in the Sviras Omer as well. Again, he's all being mazed with the Ramban. It's very similar to the Adonizer. The Adonizer just threw it back on Pesach, while the Divrei Malkiel is going towards Shavuos. Okay, take it or leave it. These are some of the terutzim. We'll come back to at the end of this year, maybe more of a lomdus teretz, more than this even, of how to be mazed with this very difficult Ramban. But again, the way we have it in the Ramban, the Ramban seems to have counted Sviras Omer as a non-time sensitive mitzvah, and his explanation why. Now let's go on to the next comment in the Ramban. Bikurim. Ramban said Bikurim is a non-time sensitive mitzvah. This week's parasha, the mitzvah of Bikurim. So let's take a look in the Mishnah Bikurim. Number 6 is the Mishnah Bikurim, Perek Aleph, says the Mishnah. Ha'eved v'ho'isha v'tumtum v'adroiginis mevi'in v'loi kairi. An Eved or an Isha or a tumtum or adroiginis brings Bikurim, but they don't read the Psukim. Part of the parasha of Bikurim is not only to bring the fruits to the base of Mikdash, but you also have to read these Psukim, a whole list of Psukim found in this week's parasha. So Zakti Mishnah, a lady brings Bikurim, but she doesn't read. Why doesn't she read the whole drasha? Says the Mishnah, since women don't have a chelik in Eretz Yisrael, so they can't say the words, Hashem gave me this land, Hashem didn't give me this land. Which is why the Gemara has its tzad and brachas, women are not mechoyven benching. Part of benching, we keep on referring to Eretz Yisrael, they don't have a chelik in Eretz Yisrael, and therefore that's why women are not chayven benching. Okay, Pashas is not like that, but in any case, the Mishnah Bikurim is very clear. That what do you see from the Mishnah? That Avada women bring Bikurim, they just don't read the Psukim, but the Bikurim itself they bring. So the question on this Mishnah is why do women have to bring Bikurim? Why don't you assume Bikurim is a time-sensitive mitzvah? Bikurim is a time-sensitive mitzvah, women should be exempt. Now the truth is, this Mishnah doesn't say clearly that women are chayiv. It just says that women bring Bikurim. You could have learned, possibly, that the Mishnah is not discussing so much the chiyuv, but it's talking about the kedushas and the actual payers. And if a lady brings Bikurim from her field, those have Kedushas Peiris Bikurim, for whatever dinim it needs. But the simple reading of the Mishnah sounds like women are in the parasha of Bikurim, they're just not in the parasha of the Kriyas of Bikurim. If you take a look in the Chinuch, number 7, in Mitzvah Tzadi Alf, the Chinuch writes very clearly, V'noi Heges B'zvan Habayis B'zchorim. Chinuch writes that this Mitzvah of Bikurim only applies to men. So what's the obvious diuk? And not women. But the Chinuch doesn't tell us why. He never decides to tell us why women are exempt from the mitzvah of Bikurim. He just says that it's a male mitzvah, not a female mitzvah. So what would most of us assume Pshat in the Chinuch is? Because it's time sensitive. Because you can only bring Bikurim during certain seasons of the year. So it's time sensitive. If it's time sensitive, women should be potter. The problem with the Sefer HaChinuch is, what does it do with the Mishnah? It's the first Mishnah. The Mishnah says, or Isha is mevi. So if you look in the Minchas Chinuch, I didn't put it on the page because I don't have a good copy of Minchas Chinuch on my Yitzhar Chochma. The Minchas Chinuch has a pshat that the Sefer HaChinuch holds Avad, the women are potter because it's mangrama. But the Rabbanan, they were chayiv them. And this Mishnah Bikurim means on a rabbinic level. Meaning, on a deraisa level, women are potter because Bikurim is a time-sensitive mitzvah, and women are potter in time-sensitive mitzvahs. I, the Mishnah Bikurim, the Chinuch has to learn the Mishnah Bikurim. Mishnah Bikurim was on a rabbinic level. But the Rabbanan came and were mechayev women in Bikurim.
Why do you say it's time sensitive? In other words, it's not a certain specific day. It's like it should be like the Mimachros HaShabbos we said before, meaning it's when it's ready.
That's what we're going to get to. We're going to get to that.
I if they don't have a chelik in it, it's so
No, he's saying it's enough to they have it's enough bikurim to say you own the karka legally, but they don't have real that extra level that the Torah says is shenasatali. It's two separate dinim.
Which is like where part of the dowry if the woman came in with the land and she was it's said that she was still mechayev in bikurim.
I had a gemara like that. This mission seems pretty clear that women are chayev in bikurim. So the Michas Chinuch has a bomb kasha. Frankly, Menachas Chinuch, why all of a sudden now did the Rabbanim get involved in Mitzvah Seish as Magrum? We keep on saying that the Torah exempt women from time sense and Mitzvahs and the Rabbanim never get involved. Oh, all of a sudden now the Rabbanim decided, yes, but for Bikurim we have to get involved. Favos. Frankly, Menachas Chinuch, if that's Pshan and the Sefer HaChinuch, why all of a sudden now would the Rabbanim decide to obligate a lady in the time sense of the Mitzvah? All the time sense of Mitzvahs, the Torah exempts them, and the Rabbanim exempt them. And comes Bikurim, all of a sudden the rabbis say, no, I'm sorry, but we have to make them obligated. Where do we find such a thing? So some Mefarshim have a different shot in this Sefer HaChinuch.
Also, you would think almost the one that would take the woman the most away from her obligation.
Exactly.
It's not like, okay, I got to go ahead in 2 seconds, give it light a candle, make a
run. Good.
I got to travel.
Good. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about that in a second.
Maybe it's a dinner in the Chepsa.
We'll get to that also. Good, we'll get to that also. Okay, so we'll see. But that's the comment of the Sefer HaChinuch, and that's the Mishnah. Again, we have only so much wiggle room. The Ramban we can play with in a second. But we have a Sefer HaChinuch on the books who seems to have exempted women. We have a Mishnah Mikurim that seems to have obligated women. We got to make heads or tails of those two. So the Sefer HaChinuch, you can pshatel and say that he holds its taka, mitzvah seisha as mangroma, noshim pturis. But midrabbanan, for some reason, they decided to get involved.
Explain heaven. I mean, that can't be
doraisa. Right. Heaven's much harder to understand. Right. It's true. There are those who want to learn the Sefer HaChinuch. That's not the Sefer HaChinuch had some other reason, but he didn't. It's not because of his man grama. Then the third option is to learn the Sefer HaChinuch just like the Ramban. Now that doesn't really help us. Instead of having one Shver Rishon, now I have two Shver Rishonim. It's not like either one was like an earlier source that I can peg on. They're both relatively around the same time. So now I have two Rishonim who say the same thing. I have a Sefer HaChinuch who says that the Chinuch says Bikurim women are potter because it's time sensitive. The Ramban says Bikurim is non-time sensitive, which stems with the Mishnah. So we got to figure out, do we want to go with the Mishnah, or we're going to go with the Sefer HaChinuch? According to the Sefer HaChinuch, women are potter because it's man grama. Well, that makes sense. But you have a Mishnah Bikurim. So the answer could be the Ramban got his sheet from this Mishnah Bikurim. The Ramban says, I see from the Mishnah Bikurim that women are chayiv in Bikurim. Why are women chayiv in Bikurim? Must be Bikurim is not time sensitive. So now the kash is not on the Ramban anymore. Now the kash is flipped, it's on the Chinuch. The Ramban is geshmak. The Ramban says, Bikurim is non-time sensitive. Where did the Ramban get it from? He got it from a Mishnah Bikurim. Akash is now on the Chinuch. The Chinuch says it is time sensitive. What does he do with the Mishnah Bikurim?
I know this could be a little far fetched, but does anyone say maybe that the din of because it puts together Eved and Isha,
yes,
it's talking about shlichus. In other words, it's really for the husband. It's
no,
really
no,
for
no.
The Baal. It's not their
no,
own.
No, they speak it out.
Because how does an
Eved
have his own Bikurim? He doesn't.
Yeah, but Ashayin, I'll do Mishnah. Mefarshim speak out that Isha means even without a husband.
And in Eved, how does he have
Kaf? They give it to him without the condition that the owner doesn't take over. There's ways to get around it. So the Turi Evan, famous Turi Evan in Megillah. It's not where you think it would be. It's in Megillah, even though it's not a bad place for, because Megillah is actually where the Gemara over there is talking about certain mitzvah stations. My grandma's talking about Megillah and other things. So the Turi Evan has this kash. Effective Turi Evan. First of all, he discusses whether or not Bikurim is time sensitive because we're not maybe Bikurim Balaila. That's issue number one. We don't bring Bikurim at night, Bikurim only brought during the day. So that first of all should already make Bikurim time sensitive, which would then be a kasha on the Ramban and a kasha on the Mishnah Bikurim. But then he has a bigger kasha. He says, He says, not only don't you bring Bikurim at night, there are certain parts of the year where you don't even bring Bikurim. After Chanukah, there is no Bikurim. Kedetanya b'sifri, umaisi lo b'perik beiz b'psachim, the Gemara brings it down, that we learn from a pasuk, asher tovi mi'artzachol, kol zman shemitzuyin, as long as the fruits are still on the ground, they're still on the field, you bring them. After Chanukah, there's nothing more left on the field, you don't bring the Bikurim anymore. So the Turi Evan, Im Kain, Vamai Isha, Evan Mevi'in, Hohavale Mitzvah Sesesha, as my grandma. So Frech the Turi Evan, now I really have a problem. If you're telling me now that there's a time of the year where you can no longer bring Bikurim are only brought between Shavuos and Sukkos, again, from Shavuos to Sukkot was when they were maybe v'kayre, and then till Chanukah they were maybe v'ena kayre. You can only be kayre between Shavuos and Sukkot because it has to be b'yom simcha. After Sukkot, no one's happy, so you don't do the kriya. But the actual hava, the bringing, that you can do till Chanukah. But after Chanukah, nothing. So, in fact, the Tereb and how on earth can Bikurim not be time sensitive if you're limited to when you could bring it? So, believe it or not, if you look at Gusman, there's another person you would never think would say this. If Gusman writes over here, number 9, he thinks there's a typo in the Ramban. What's the typo? For ulai ein kavonas haRamban the mitzvahs Bikurim. The loy ksiv biyud achar habeis. He says there's not really supposed to be a yud after the beis. Elo lemitzvos bechoyrim. The hainu bechoyra. He thinks that the Ramban never meant bikurim. He meant, again, if you look at our print, it actually does not have a yud there. It says bechoyrim. There's no yud after the beis. Between the beis and the chaf, there is no yud. So therefore, Zoktib Gusman, he thinks that maybe the whole thing is also a typo. It's not the word bikurim, but it's the word bechoyrim. It's referring to kedushas bechor. Maybe it's pishnayim. Maybe it's other dinim bechor. But it has nothing to do with bikurim. And echanami bikurim taka would be a non-time sensitive mitzvah.
Yeah, but it's hard to say, like even in my case of bikurim. It happens to be that tzias is that.
Good. That's what we're gonna get to. Good. That's what we're gonna see. What?
I mean, it would be a time sensitive.
It would be.
According to who? Of Gusman. The Ramban writes bikurim is not time sensitive. We're trying to figure out why. So many of you are suggesting that even though the halacha is you don't bring after Chanukah, that does not make it time sensitive. We'll get to that in a second.
The Ramban did spell it, so to speak, incorrectly, without the yud.
So the question is, maybe the Ramban meant, so we all assume the Ramban meant Bikurim.
Why?
Exactly, that's Gusman's argument.
So, like from the beginning,
exactly.
His argument, why did anyone ever read it as Bikurim?
I guess that's what they saw, I don't know. That's what they see. Yeah, it's interesting. So there was Zoktu Gusman. He thinks the whole thing is a typo of Eiter.
Bring it at night, you said.
Oh, so at night, the Tori Eben himself gets around it. I forgot what he answers to that, Kasha. But that he gets around, how you can deal with Lila.
Say the same thing
by Kedushavana. Oh, we're going to. We got that covered. We're going to talk about it. Again, that's where I'm going with today's shiur. Today's shiur is trying to broaden our horizon, or maybe our understanding of what makes something time sensitive. Hopefully we'll get there and we'll see that it's all Magen Avraham L'shitasi. See, I think it works out very nicely. So let's deal with this first. So what do we have on the table over here? And we got to get this all done before next week. Okay, let's see. That would be the biggest chap. So Nochma, we have over here, we have a Mishnah Bikurim. It's very time sensitive, that's right. The Mishnah Bikurim says, Pashtus, a lady is Chayvin Bikurim. Mishnah Bikurim. Then we have a Sefer Chinuch who says women are part of Bikurim. Then we have a Ramban, the Ramban says women would be Chayvin Bikurim. So what is Bikurim? So we have Rav Gusman's pshat so far. Rav Gusman thinks it's a typo. Good. But back to the more standard pshatim is an arsamech. A gevaldik pshat from the arsamech. This arsamech is something we're going to repeat over and over again when we finally actually get into the sugya of Kedushin Chavtes Amin Alpha. Not there yet. We're still an intro to Kedushin Chavtes. There's a gevaldik yisai from the arsamech. What's the arsamech? We mentioned this arsamech ways back, years ago. We mentioned this arsamech. Now we're going to see it inside. The Arsameach says the following chiddush, and it's a gevaldik. Well,
I don't know if we'll get to 13, but can I have your keys? She made the same copy on both sides, 1 through 12 on both
really?
Sides.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe she wants
to. Yeah. Do you want to give me? I think this is your second page. I found one.
That's it? There's only one?
Are we going to get to it?
I hope so. We're almost there.
That's
not so
saying.
Far.
Sorry about
okay, thank you, Michael. Okay, so the Arsameach and Hilchos Tumas Tzaras, middle of nowhere. Relatively for us, nowhere. Listen to what he writes. If everyone remembers, we keep on going back to the old Chakira, and this is probably something that we're going to talk about throughout the year, is how do we understand the Ptura of Zman Groma? Do we go like Davud Raham, Kolboy, Rev Moshe, who thinks it's some Svara that their time is not theirs, they're Meshubah to their children, they're Meshubah to their husbands, or like if Gusman coined it, no, just it's a Milsa, but like time, but there's no reason for it. Says the Arsamech, amazing. Dr. Arsamech. He writes, "V'dad kiyotz be'biyat b'malka machalafia tam shekasavnu timshamachi isha lav mifkada mitzvah shez mangrama." Says Rav Arsameach, going back to that reason, that the reason why women are not chayv in mitzvah shez mangrama, v'shem d'mushubedes he oila of oila bal, a new pshat. We never saw this pshat. Mushubedes la'av, right? We never saw this. We saw either she's mushubed to her husband, she's mushubed to her kids. Says Rav Arsameach, a new pshat. She's mushubed to her father, right? This would answer the kash that everyone always has. Oh, but they don't get married till later. Says Rav Arsameach, very good. So till they get married, they're meshubah to the father, and after they get married, then they're meshubah to the husband. So there's no break. There's always going to be a time where this girl is not on her own time. Good luck getting your kids to listen. Good luck getting at least the daughters to be meshubah to you. But okay, that's what it says. So it says the Arsameach, if you go like that reason of the Avu Draham, which is his addition to the Avu Draham. The Avu Draham we saw inside is clearly talking about the husband. But here, the Ar Samech extends it to the father. Oy lebal, yitochin de davka mitzvah she'ein lekayim ha'idishlim. Says Ar Samech Givaldik. According to the Avud Raham, the only type of mitzvah that we should exempt a woman from is a mitzvah that she can't do via someone else. Why? Because if a mitzvah she could do via someone else, and what's the stira? I can't do X while my husband asks me to cook something. What's the problem? I'll send someone to do it for me. I can cook supper and fix his pants while I'm sending someone else to do the mitzvah for me. Therefore, says the Ar Samech, if you go like the Avud Raham, the only type of mitzvahs that women are exempt are those mitzvahs when it can't be done Eidishlich. Because then you have this conflict. Listen to my husband, listen to Hashem. But if it's Efshah Eidishlich, what's the conflict? I'll send a messenger to go over there, do what he has to do, and I'll do whatever my husband asks of me. Therefore, says the Ar Samech, Ulchein, Choshe, Mezuzo, Maikesh, Bebayeshi, Doro, Mochach, Lies, Mezuzo, Maikel, Chenak, Pshimagra, Avo Milo Ubikurim. This is going to be another Ar Samech when we go back to the sugya of Mila. Whether or not Mila is considered Zman Groma. It says the Ar Samech, Mila does not fit the exemption of Zman Groma or Bikurim. Why? Because the Efshay Deshliach. And whenever it's Efshay Deshliach, there's no Ptor of Zman Groma.
Even so, if you don't do it with
the even if you don't use the Shliach. But since you could use the Shliach, now it comes out the Fiza, you have to read the Ramban differently. Not that it's not time sensitive. It means that it doesn't have the Ptor of time sensitive. It's a Shtikal Kim than the Ramban. We all read the Ramban, that the Ramban is saying, this is not a time sensitive mitzvah. Like the Ar Samech, of course it's a time-sensitive mitzvah, but etzem, it's time-sensitive. It's just that this type of time-sensitive mitzvah, you don't have the Ptur of women. That's the way you have to kvetch it into the Ramban. It's very geschmack, this Ar Samech. This would be also very negated to Reb Gusman's Chakira. If you hold like the Avud Raham, then this could make sense. If you hold like it's just a simen ba'almo, there's no good reason, then you have no right to apply this yisoid of the Ar Samech.
Every item in the Ramban could be done
with the Shliach. Bikurim could be.
Sphira Shami can't be done with the Shliach. No, it'll help for Bikurim. No, Sphira count. Not really the Shliach, really.
But Shemek Omer's part of...
But no, he's not explaining the whole list. He's just explaining Bikurim. Bikurim. No, just Bikurim. So that's what Ar Samech writes. He's really explaining Mila and Bikurim. Because we're going to come to the famous Taisus and Kedushin that Taisus has the Kasha, why do we need a Ptor for Mila? Mila?
Yeah,
we're going to get that. We'll deal with that, Mr. Shem. Probably after Sukkot.
He's speaking directly within for the Ramban.
He's not explaining
the Ramban.
He's not saying in the Ramban. He's saying in certain mitzvahs. He's not saying it in the Ramban.
Okay.
But
is Avraham saying that regarding women, as long as they do by shtetl, we're discounting the...
No, right. The point is that if you have a mitzvah that is time sensitive, but it can be done through a shtetl, we no longer have the exemption of Zman Grom. Because the whole reason was only because the time is not there, so...
It only works on one side of the...
Avada, this only works on one side of the Chakir of Gusman. It only works according to Avud Raham.
Yeah, but how could you punish Shriach for something that you yourself
can't punish? Okay, good. So we're going to deal with that. We're going to come back to that. But Lineda, when we get into this, in the nitty-gritty of this Ar Samech, we'll come back to this again. Probably figure after Sukkot, when we get into the Taisus over there, Oisav Layosa, we'll come back to this Ar Samech. I just wanted to get this out, because it would help us explain part of the Ramban. They quote over here Shtikol Torah from Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim was bothered with the same kasha. Number 11. Shemati shehikshu lagayim Reb Chaim mibrisk. Madu yisha chayevis bibikurim. They asked Reb Chaim, why talk Israel the mechoyim bibikurim? Vereavos bibikurim eini ela meatzeres ad chanukah. Basically, the Torah Evans kasha. In fact, they asked Reb Chaim, why is it that bikurim is a non-time sensitive mitzvah and women are chayev? Veimkein have a mitzvah seishas magram venoshim tuas masiyos. Basically, a kasha on the Mishnah bikurim. Basically, the kasha on the Mishnah Bikurim, why exactly are women chayiv in Bikurim? Bikurim should be considered a time-sensitive mitzvah. So, Zokter B'chayim, B'tiris HaGrach, the Bikurim choshev choyves karka v'loy choyves aguf. Zokter B'chayim, how do you look at the obligation of Bikurim? So, you can look at it that it's an agricultural mitzvah, it's a din in the ground. When the ground grows its first produce, that first produce has X and Y rules of Bikurim. Zokter B'chayim, it's a choyves aguf, it's a din in the land, not a din in me. Let's say, for example, challah. Even though challah grows from the ground, really one would assume challah really shouldn't be a mitzvah din in the karka, because it's the dough that's now here that I'm dealing with. Even though yes, of course the flour came from the ground, but at the end of the day, the dough that I have befaneinu is not so much connected to the ground. But Zakhtar B'chayim, but bikurim that grow from the ground is viewed as a choyves karka. So what? The davka bechoyves haguf amin and mitzvah seishem agam nashim tuvim. Zakhtar B'chayim yisoid. What type of mitzvahs did the Torah exempt women from that are time sensitive? Only those mitzvahs that are choyves haguf.
What's the same as Ar Samech? You can't appoint a
shliach. The difference is Reb Chaim doesn't tell you why. I mean, you could use the Ar Samech to use Reb Chaim, but Reb Chaim doesn't tell us why this chiluk is true. Let's just get the chiluk out. So Reb Chaim, the difference is like this. If the mitzvah is a mitzvah shebegufoy, something you have to do to your body, so then we say, oh, time sensitive, you're exempt. But if it's a mitzvah that is not based on your body, but it's based on the ground, it's an agricultural mitzvah, then women are not exempt from something which is time sensitive. Those are the words of Reb Chaim.
Can I ask you, between the mitzvah of Kriya and the mitzvah of Yikur?
You can do that also. So if you take a look at Reb Zalman Sorotskin in his farm, he runs a little bit more that route, which I don't want to get into, but he discusses that also. Maybe there's two dinim, the actual Bikurim and the Kriya. Right. You can work with that as well.
Wait, now, what's special about that? And it's a Chefsa Kedusha. So any Chefsa Kedusha.
So how do we explain this Reb Chaim? So the easy way to explain Reb Chaim is that the source of mitzvah stations not going to Nashim Turis to learn from which mitzvah? Tefillin. Tefillin is a chayv shebeguf. Get it, finish, done.
That has kedusha.
Yeah, that's true. But Reb Chaim's nekuda, again, Reb Chaim's chilek is it a mitzvah that I have to do, or is it a mitzvah vis-a-vis the ground?
Tefillin can sit in the bag, but
What do you mean?
Right.
That's what I want to get to in a second. So the simple way to learn Reb Chaim, I would say, thank you. The simple way to learn Reb Chaim is that Reb Chaim was saying is that it's just not doing mitzvah tefillin. The whole mikar of Torah mitzvah as Mount Grom is learned from tefillin. What type of mitzvah is tefillin? Tefillin happens to be a chayvah shebeguf. It's not a chayvah kar.
Well, what type of mitzvah is on there? But you can't eat the omer.
The sevira soimer, the counting is a chayvah seguf.
But you can't eat the omer till the second day when you have.
Yeah, but that's the mitzvah of sevira is still a mitzvah shebegufa. Now I would think maybe you could say it's a little bit more lomdish. That Reb Chaim will tell you that if you have a mitzvah shebekarka, it's something that has to get done. It's a different type of mitzvah. Meaning it's a mitzvah. These parents have kedusha and they need to be dealt with. So in a chanam, the Torah exempted women from mitzvahs to do, but this is not like, it's almost like she's an apotropos on the karka. She's achroy to get these parents and get them where they need to be. So we're going to tell me, you're part of a mitzvah. It's not about mitzvahs over here. This is about an obligation that the land has that it needs to get its kedusha's needs met.
Because it has to be taken care of because it has a
intrinsic value. That's right. Because since the Bikurim have intrinsic Kedusha, you can't use a Ptur. Something like that.
And you can't destroy it on the line.
How Sphira Chavis
Agof? No, it's not a Chavis Agof. It comes from the Karka. It comes from the carbon.
Not the Sphira part. The actual counting, that's the words. Hayayim Yayim.
No, but the Sphira starts from the carbon.
And therefore what?
And therefore the carbon is from the ground, the Karka, and that's what he's saying. That's a different... It's a different mitzvah.
No, I'm saying the havas carbon is not considered. I don't think anyone says the havas carbon oimer is considered a mitzvah shevikarka. I don't think that's considered a chayvus karka. Maybe it is. I don't know. The mitzvah the havas carbon oimer.
It's not a
chayvus akuf. Yeah, it's probably not. Again, but you're making
so
a big assumption.
The trigger here is the carbon. Just like the
good.
Over there.
Good. We'll get to that.
Every
Bikurim definitely has Chayvus Kaka. We'll come back to Shtickle Svar to what you're saying. Because the Nishim Chayim is something to think about on your own. What's the difference if it's Chayvus Karka or if it's Chayvus Agov? Now we come to the famous Turi Evin. This is what we got to really get into. Says the Turi Evin, what was the Kasha? The Kasha was, why is Bikurim a non-time sensitive mitzvah? The Chayvus should be time sensitive. Says the Torah Evin, a famous Yisoid, Elam Ayisach Chomei Medalei Mikri Mitzvah Seishas Magram Elam Mitzvah She'enei Noyig B'chol Zman Mitzar Atzmoy. What makes something Zman Groma, says the Torah Evin? When you have a mitzvah that its own Chiyuv stops. Classic example. Sukkos, right? You can shake a lulav technically every day of the year. You can buy a lulav and shake it. The Torah says only why you shake it for these amount of days. You can eat matzah all year long. People do it. You can eat matzah all year long. The Torah says only why you eat matzah for 7 days. That's all I want of you. Therefore, that's man grama. Elo kish kimitzvah sheish yom miyuchadim lemitzvosim. A mitzvah that has designated specific days. Inami or sheina noig belailus. Or let's say, for example, a mitzvah that's only done during the day and not at night. El biyom lechud migzeres hakosov. It's important words. It's not just it's not done at night for technical problems. It's not done at night because the Torah says, let's say, ulakachtem lochem b'yoyim erishin. Hashem says, I want lulav during the day and not at night. So that the Torah locked the mitzvah into a box, that's man grom. Avol hod min chanaka ve'elech. That we don't bring bikurim from chanaka and onwards. Einoi zman havo. Einoi mitzad atzmon shal hayomim shegormim she'ene b'nei habo. It's not like Hashem said, I don't want bikurim after Chanukah. It's not seasonal. I don't want it. Hashem never said, I don't want it. Hashem said, Elo dover achagorim lehen, shei mitzuyin al pnei asodim. It's just, they're not there. The mitzias is. Exactly. Zogaturi Evin, it's not the pshat that the Torah blocked it like it did other things. It's a technical problem. You don't have bikurim to bring because there are no bikurim on the field. V'loi poitrin akosim in abom mitzar atzman shal ayomim. This is the Nakuda. The Torah Evin says if there's something else that affects the time, what should go off in our mind right away? Smicha and Shechita. This is Mamsha Shail Smicha and Shechita with the Taishas and Menachas. Let's say there would be fruits. Like today we can play around with things, right? Let's say you can make it right? You can make it that there are fruits after Hanukkah. Zok the Turi Evan Avada Hayyomi Bnei Haba. V'hachanami Hadam in Achag in Zman Kriya, even with Sukkis, is we don't read. He says even takes it a step further. The fact that we're not kairi after Sukkis is also not be'etzem. It's just technical because you can only read when there's simcha, not Sukkis. People aren't happy, but it's not built into the mitzvah itself. This time limitation.
How would that work for
serious? Oh, good. That's what we're gonna get to in a second. Elbzan good. The Eloi. So therefore says the Turi Evan. So what's the yisur of the Turi Evan? What's the lomus of the Turi Evan? The Turi Evan is like this. You have to ask yourself, what is locking this into time? Is it locked into time because of the tzivoy HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the mitzvah itself, like Pesach and Sukkot and all those chagim? Or the pshat is, no, there's something else that's locking in there, what we call technical or davar acher or davar study, whatever word you want to use. Something else that's impacting why it can only be done at a certain time. Therefore, says the Turi Evan, now we understand why Bikurim is not considered a time-sensitive mitzvah. Why?
Karban Omer is what...
Good, so let's see. We're going to get to that in 2 seconds. But let's just see quickly, number 13 points out of Gusman, right off the bat, that Ulanidaydi borrowed that Taisvim Menachas and Alva, Taisvim Rosh, Leisavik, as far as the Turi Evan. We had a Taisvim and Menachas, we started off with this morning. Taisvim Menachas said that Smicha, the putting your hands on an animal prior to the Shechita, is deemed a time-sensitive mitzvah. Why? Because you can only do smicha right before you do Shechita, and you can only do Shechita b'yayim, so therefore smicha becomes a time-sensitive mitzvah. Says Reb Gusman, but not according to the Turi Evan. Why? Because according to the Turi Evan, he says that's not the way it works. Explains Reb Gusman, lo yisavik as far as the Turi Evan, doch hashivi smicha mitzvah shemang grama, avogav de ein shab tor smicha b'layla. Doesn't say anywhere in the Chumash, ein smicha b'layla. It says, you gotta do smicha, and smicha has to be next to shechita, and shechita can't be done b'layla, so A plus B equals C, even meila, you can't do smicha b'layla. But says Rav Gusman, but if you hold like the Turi Evan, that wouldn't fly. The Turi Evan holds that's not something in the actual mitzvah itself. But then he adds an akud over here of Gusman, he writes, Avagav de ein shum tor smicha b'layla, the gare yoisim bikurim. Says Rav Gusman, you know, it's actually interesting. Smicha is even worse than bikurim. Why? The ilu bikurim l'chol apachas yesh kra. The Maisa, we have a pasuk that says Sha'achar Achanaka Poiter. Poiter Rav Gusman, you got to go back a step. The Turi Evan went a little overboard over here. At the end of the day, we have a pasuk, as Rav Gusman says. The pasuk says you don't bring the Bikurim after Chanukah. So it's like as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu told you don't do it. But since the Turi Evan was Masber Kavanas HaTorah, and the way he explains the Torah, it's like the Torah is saying not halachically, but Metzias based.
Where do we have that?
He says the Torah gives it to Zman. He says that this adin of bring only to a certain Zman. So says Rav Gusman, 1 second. That's a chiddush. Bishlama by smicha. I hear. There's no pasuk anything about smicha. So you'll tell me by smicha the Torah doesn't say anything. So you'll tell me, well, since smicha is connected, this is a chagadja. But zaktim ba bikurim, it's very strange. This ki'ilu the Torah does say don't bring it after Chanukah, and yet the Torah has a shtikul Torah that what the Torah meant was because of the mitzias. That's a stretch. And after picking the Turi Evan 6 days guns, Kol came by smicha, he's not going to think that smicha is a time-sensitive mitzvah.
No
right, the Torah doesn't say Chanukah because the Torah doesn't have Chanukah, right? It means that the Torah writes there's a certain time to bring it, and we're being mazber, pshan, the pasuk is, because it's not Matsuri al-Pnei Asad. Fine. So this is the famous Yisrael of the Turi Evan, which we'll see in a second. The Achorinim all run wild with this Turi Evan. But again, if you accept the Turi Evan, so then what's Gishmak? So now the Ramban is very Gishmak, right? If you hold like the Turi Evan, that Bikurim is not considered a time-sensitive mitzvah because, even though I can only bring it during this period of time, that's because of Dabar Achah Gari, that's because of something else. So now the Ramban is very Gishmak, or what about Bikurim? So now let's see, where else can we apply this Turi Evan? To what?
Kishavan.
So if you take a look, I did everyone a favor. The Reb Shlomo Kluger wrote a commentary on the Shulchan Aruch called Chochma Shlomo. It's a very small print. I figured if I put that on the paper, I would ruin everyone's eyesight. So I looked and I found that he writes it somewhere else in another sefer called Elif L'Chosh Shlomo. And there he writes the same lomdus, and I don't have to ruin your eyesight. So let's see what he writes. Zoktiv Shlomo Kluger. Now remember these words. B'mashikosav ha-Mogen Avrom b'simitov chavav d'noshim turz b'kedesh alavon adav mitzvah shem agram. Mogen Avrom number 2 for the day. The first Mogen Avrom I told you was that the Mogen Avrom holds Svira is a mitzvah seish as mangram. Okay? Next Mogen Avrom is the Mogen Avrom holds that Kiddush Levona is a mitzvah seish as mangram. Okay, comes along Reb Shlomo Kluger and he says, "V'chedushei temesi aleim." Fact Reb Shlomo Kluger on the Magen Avraham, I don't agree. I don't think that Kiddush Levana is a time-sensitive mitzvah. Why not? So he explains. Loi havi rakim kufa mitzvah shayach b'chol yoyim b'shono ve'minias kiyum rak mikayach hazman. Says Reb Shlomo Kluger, what's the definition of a Zman Gromo? The definition of a Zman Gromo is when you have a mitzvah that technically can be done any day of the year, but the Torah said, I only want it to be done this and that day. So he says, you know why you can't be Mekadosh at Levon in the second half of the month? It's not because the rabbis don't let you. Rak mikayach guf ha-Levon she'ein mitzchadesh. Rak mechoydish lechoydish. V'lo yishayach levarach achas shekvar hileches v'chayseres. V'avikilu lo ha-yi Levon ha-mi-oilam. V'im kein ein ha-meniyah mikayach ha-zman. Taino, Reb Shlomo Kluger, basically like the Turi Evin. That's not called a Zman Gromo. A mitzvah which is not possible to be done at another time doesn't make it Zman Gromo.
Like you said, what's
it? Like Bikurim, like the Turi Evin says by Bikurim. Therefore, says Reb Shlomo Kluger, he disagrees. What? No, because there's another din, you have to be Nene Me'oira. You have to be able to get Hanaf from the Levana. So therefore, you can't do it during the day either. No, but he's saying, but it's not a din in the mitzvah, it's a technicality. It's a technical problem. It's not like Hashem said, I don't want you doing Kiddush Levana in the second half of the month. Right. It has to be when this is built into the rest of the Torah. Now, I'm not going to get into it now, but Reb Moshe does have a kash on Reb Shlomo Kluger. Reb Moshe says, is it really true you can eat matzah every single day of the year? Yeah, of course you could, but would it make any sense? Would it make any sense to remember a story that happened at a time when it didn't happen?
Well, we do it
every time. What do you mean? You say Kriyashma.
No, but you're asking me, the way we define Zman Gromo is that it could be done any day, but Hashem said only want it during these days. But why did Hashem say only want it during these days? Because it doesn't make sense to do it during the other days. Why are you going to commemorate a story that didn't happen at a time when it didn't happen?
I understand, but you say Kriyashma twice a day that talks about Yetzias Mitzrayim.
That's a special mitzvah.
Not every day.
No, but hey, but if you assume the purpose of the Yom Tov is to be an act, that's a special chiyuv.
That's a different
mitzvah. But I'm saying it's a separate mitzvah. It's a mitzvah to me, this. But if you have a mitzvah that's to remember what happened on this date, so you're going to tell me, Sukkot's got a bad example, because Sukkot didn't actually happen on Sukkot.
Right.
So at least Sukkot's happened. Right? Sukkot's a bad example. Gotta be careful with Sukkot. But let's say, you know, Shaifa. I'm going to blow the Shaifa for, Shaifa's also a bad example.
Pesach
is a good example. Because Shaifa's also tricky. But Pesach, what's Pesach? I'm going to sit, in the middle of the summer, I'm going to eat matzah to commemorate that Hashem took us out in Yudal Nisan. It doesn't make any sense. Good, that's the mitzvah of Yetzias Mitzrayim. But not the prate ha-mitzvahs. But again, that's Reb Moshe's kash on Shlomo Kluger. But what we need from this Reb Shlomo Kluger is L'chaira, he's screaming to us the lomnus of the Turi Evin. Now, let's go one step further. Let's try another mitzvah. The Tzvi Pesach Frank uses this to explain the mitzvah of Berachas Ilonus. Berachas Ilonus is maybe not the same level as Berachas... it's actually funny. Ashkenazim call it Kiddush Levana. That's actually really a misnomer. Why is it called Kiddush Levana? Not Makadosh Levana. Svarim call it Berachas Levana. That's actually more correct grammatically. We should probably call that also. Why we call Kiddush Levana is not so posh. But say Berachas Levana and Berachas Ilonus. What's Berachas Ilonus? We all know. In the month of Nisan, we make a bracha on the blossoming trees. What about women? Are women mechayiv in that? So you say, what are you talking about? Many Rishayim hold, we've had many Shurim on this topic, you can only say it in the month of Nisan. So if you can't, you can only say in the month of Nisan, doesn't that make it time sensitive? Said the Pesach for you the same month. It's not Be'etzim. It's not like the Chacham said, we can only be Mekah. So that's when they grow. That's when they start to blossom. It's a din of the blossoming. Right? That's a big shy. When you live in different hemispheres, you travel.
So
therefore, you hold this Nazman Gromo.
What's the din of Nisan mean?
That was the normal time when things used to blossom.
It's not a real din.
Exactly.
It'd be early.
Right? That's right. Because that was the Derech.
Right.
So therefore, Zakhtar Tzvi Pesach Frank, so we got another example. We have another example. Now we have the third again. They're all running off of the premise of the Turi Evin.
By the way, it's very interesting because by Berachas Ilonus, women do. Again, it's not negay, but I mean, it seems like a lot of women do it. I've never seen a woman do Kiddush Levana.
So that because Achorim give other reasons. They say it because it's a tznius issue, because it's done outside, so it starts to having mingling, and it's also done at
Let
night.
Let them do it on their own. They don't need a minyan.
It's also done at night.
Having to do with the
right. Alpi Kabbalah, they don't do it because somehow Chava is blamed for this. Also, okay. Uh-huh. But I'll pick up all of they don't do it. But
no, but they don't need a minion. They can do it a bunch of women. You never see
the minion they don't. The minion they don't because of the other reasons as well. Okay. Berachas Ilonus is a Berachas HaShevach, which is not an obligatory mitzvah. Shlomo Zalman writes about himself. He says he never once, since he turned by mitzvah, ever missed a Berachas Ilonus. But technically, it's only a Berachas HaShevach. If you happen to walk by and you see a Ilonik, you don't do anything wrong. What?
It's not a mitzvah.
No, the bracha is limited into time. The bracha was only given during a certain amount of time.
Women don't even.
So according to the Sephardi woman, right. Right, but according to Bavadja Taka Paskins like this Magen Avraham, like the Shlomo Kluger. And he holds Taka Natsman, and again, they come in the bracha.
If
another Shai, when the mitzvah is the bracha, can they do it? That's like Havdalah. Okay, here's where it gets really lovely. Where Svira Sa'imir might also be. No, there the mitzvah is the counting. Not the bracha itself. By Havdalah, the whole thing is just the bracha. Now let's come to a Magen Avraham. Now, this is our third Magen Avraham of the day. If you keep me track, the Magen Avraham holds women apart from Sfira Sa'imer. The Magen Avraham holds women apart from Kedesh Levana. Let's come to our third Magen Avraham. Dr. Magen Avraham number 16. The Magen Avraham is commenting on the Ramah. The Ramah says in Shulchan Aruch that if you put on tzitzis, Bein Hashemoshes, you make a brach. Why? So Mishnah Berurah explains that the Magen Avraham writes, this is not Magen Avraham, this is Mishnah Berurah, I'm sorry. He writes this, U'mashma medivri ha-Magen Avraham, b'sif kot and dalet, da'afilu bein ha-shmoshes mutta levorech atzei sikachom. Says the Mishnah Berurah, learning a Magen Avraham, in Hilchos Tzitzis, that if you would put on tzitzis for the first time, bein ha-shmoshes, Yitaka would make a brach. B'taymai, what's the reason? Da'aloi b'tzitzis like siv yoyim. It never says in the Torah you only wear tzitzis b'yoyim v'loy b'layla. Rak uri isa ma'isoy. It says you have to be able to see the tzitzis. Mashma calls man shenucha liros. You have to be able to see them. And the male, since ben hashmoshes, you still shtickle can see them. They're not exempt from the din of ben hashmoshes. Normally we have a principle, ben hashmoshes is savik yoyim savik layla, so we don't make a brach. Let's have an example. A person first hears shayf for ben hashmoshes on Rosh Hashanah. So the Magen Avraham writes, he blows without a brach. Voila. Oh, so one second. So the kasha is, according to the way the Mishnah Berurah is explaining the Magen Avraham, we should make a new halacha. Tzitzis should not be Zman Grom anymore. Why? Because there's no din in the Torah Yoyim V'loy Lail. It's a Metzius or Yisem. So why is it that women are not Chayiv in Tzitzis? So the answer is Poshet. It's all the Magen Avraham L'shitasa. The Magen Avraham in all three places disagrees with this Torah Yevon. The Magen Avraham says, I don't care why women are exempt. I don't care why. As long as there's a block, there's a block. End of story. I don't care why. As long as there's a time when a woman is not, you can't do the mitzvah, boom, that's called Zman Groma. That's why he holds Svira is called Zman Groma. That's why he holds Kiddush Levon is Zman Groma. And that's why he holds Tzitzis is Zman Groma. He doesn't care. Others to Re'evin.
But when's the time that Tzitzis?
Because Tzitzis, the reason why we don't want Tzitzis alayla is not because the Torah went out of its way and said, the Torah says you have to see the Tzitzis. If it's at night, you can't see in the middle of your potter. So that we'd call the Re'evin's Dovet study. But the Magen Avraham doesn't buy into it. And that's why he doesn't buy into it by Svira, and that's why he doesn't buy into it, none of these. And that's the Magen Avraham L'shitas in all three places.
Well, makes life easy, because
this man was... Right, right. The Magen Avraham is not so lomdish about it. He says, Zman Grom is not so lomdish about it. It's a Metzias. If there's a Zman, if there's locked into time, I don't care why, what, or why, what, if, at the end of the day, it's Zman Grom. So the Magen Avraham is Taka L'shitas in all three places.
Right, so the Torah would say women are Chayav and Tzitzis?
Right, so that's what Achorinim have a kasha. They say, according to the Torah Yevon's Lamdas, you should say, according to this Magen Avraham, women should be Chayav and Tzitzis, because it's not Zman Grom anymore. Now, if you want to take it even a step further, which I don't know if I want to, they have a kasha like this. Rav Kiveger holds of this Torah Yevon. Kiveger holds of this Torah Yevon, that what? When it's a Dovet Stodi, we don't call it Zman Grom. So the Achorinim have a kasha on Rav Kiveger. Rav Kiveger has a tshuva, it's in Tezayin, where he discusses whether or not women are chayiv in the mitzvah of eating on Erev Kippur. We had a whole share on this many years ago, where we discussed whether or not women are chayiv in the mitzvah say of eating on Erev Kippur. What are the two tzadim? One side is it's a time sensitive mitzvah. Can only eat on Erev Kippur. The other side is if you assume that the reason why they eat is connected to the ability to fast or some other svara, so then they should be chayiv. So I saw someone wanted to ask, but if Rav Kiveger held like the Turi Evan, so again, whatever Turi you're going to throw at me, at the end of the day, right? What's the Siba to why women are going to be, meaning, why on earth what would the Turi Evan, let's call it this, what would the Turi Evan hold to the case of women eating an Evim Kippur? Would he call that Zman Groma? He would say, no, it's something
but
else.
It's connected to a date.
Why?
It is a day before.
Right.
That's what
right.
We learn from.
Right. But so that's where I have trouble with the Kasha. But they say, well, but go with the reasons. If you go with the reasons are all studious. Oh, so that's, I think that's the terror. I think we got to be careful with this Turi Evan. We can't run wild with the Turi Evan and say, well, everything and anything is like that. You have to sometimes work with what the Torah tells you. If the Torah says to eat an Evim Kippur, I don't care the reasons. Now, the Turi Evan doesn't do that himself, right? Because he says, even though the Torah says you're not maybe after a certain time, he gave a reason.
There was no date in the Torah.
But he just something.
He says the ninth day of the month.
Right, so you're going to have to say that if the Torah gives you a fact, even if the reasons might not be directly connected, that already makes this Zman Grom. Okay.
Date connected to another date.
Right.
Is a date.
Right. Even if there's a reason for the date, and that reason is study. Meaning, even if you hold that the reason why a woman has to eat on Yom Kippur is so she can have energy to fast the next day, which we call that study, that's separate, it doesn't matter. At the end of the day, it's Torah says. So now let's just finish, wrap up the sugya with what obviously everyone is thinking. If you accept the Turi Evan, so now we can plug it back into Sfira Sa'imer. Why says of Gosvin number 17? Ula hanal yeshloim at the Sovah Haramban, Kivin the Tulsa Tayyim mitzvah Syria, Miyama Vos Oimer, the Chsev, Usvartam Lachem, Mimach, Rashashabas, Yem of Yachamas Oimer, Trufa, Nimsa, Sheinazman Gurim Chiv Hamitzvah, Rakha Vos Oimer. What triggers the mitzvah of Sfiras Omer. It's not a date on the calendar. It's the din of Avos Karban Omer. V'ilo hayizman Avos Omer b'yom acher, gam mitzvah Sfiras Omer, hayichaylo b'yom acher. Says of Gusman, how is the mitzvah of Sfiras Omer structured? It wasn't structured on a date on the calendar, it was totally in something else. It was based on something else. U'mishamachi ein ze mitzvah seisha hazman kromo. Therefore, says of Gusman, that's why it's not called the mitzvah seisha hazman kromo. Because it's really something else that triggers it, not itself, not the day itself. But just to wrap up with this topic is the Chazon Yecheskel of Chatzkel Abramsky. Says of Chatzkel Abramsky, very geshmak. There's a double machoikis b'shoyim over here. There's machoikis Rambam and the Ramban too, whether or not Sfiras Omer b'zman hazeh is d'oraisa or d'rabbanan. And there's another machoikis whether or not Sfiras Omer is a mitzvah seish as magrom or not.
You want to say
out sfeik sfeika? No. So Dr. Chatzkel Abramsky, very geshmak. He says those two machoikis are intertwined to each other. How they intertwine? Says of Chaskel number 18. He says, "Ula yeshloimer shepliktayu talya b'ha." The machoikis Rambam and Ramban, whether or not Sfiras Omer is a time-sensitive mitzvah, is directly connected to the question if Sfiras Omer today is deraisa or derabbanan. What does one have to do with the other? So he says, "Gishmak." He says the Rambam holds Sfiras Omer b'zman hazeh is min haTorah. Why? Ula di day Sfiras Omer lo talya b'avos Omer. The only way to make Sfiras Omer today deraisa is when you have to accept the notion that it's not totally in avos carbon Omer. So what is it Talian? Hayom tezayin benisan garim chiyuvah. So if it's not the Korban Omer, so what is it? It's the day. Oh! If the day is garim the sivas achiyuv, then it's a mitzvah seish hazman groma.
But Reb Chaim says, since the possibility of being the Korban
yes, that's Reb Chaim explaining, that's correct, that's Reb Chaim learns the Rambam, why he holds like that. But Zog, Reb Chaskel Abramsky, but the Ramban is the flip side of the equation. The Ramban holds that Sfiras Omer today is the Rabbanan. Why is it the Rabbanan? Because it's Takatol in the Avos Karban Omer. And since today we don't have Avos Karban Omer, it's only the Rabbanan. Oh! If it's Tol in the Avos Karban Omer, that makes it now a non-Zman Groma. Because Davar Acher is Kairim. So it says of Chaskel, very Gishmak, that this Machoik is Rambam and Ramban, is Lushitosoi on both sides. Right, that's also true. I was thinking about that. That would also be telling that Rashi about not saying Mitzvah Shem HaGromos on Mitzvah Rabban. Okay, we got to what I wanted to get to. So Mitzvah Shem, next week we'll talk about Simchas Rosh Hashanah. And then I don't see us getting back to this topic before Sukkot. But Mitzvah Shem, after Sukkot we'll get back. I want to start after Sukkot, actually the Gemara. We'll start talking about Mila and the famous Taisvis. Mitzvah Shem after Sukkot.